I greet you in the most powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. Good morning. Are you well? Are you well? Tell your neighbor when Zegatle Wafiga now, give them a Bluetooth high five and take your seat. Hallelujah. What a joy to be together this morning. What a joy to be together this morning. We serve a living God. Nothing is impossible with Him. And I'm honored to be with you this morning. Before I can continue, may I take this opportunity to thank His Grace, the presiding Bishop Musa Sono, to share the word of God this morning with you. And also a word of gratitude goes to Overseer Geke for being such a good model to some of us. She is a blessing. And I bring greetings to Bishop. He's in Mtata. They are ministering there. He's ministering two services there. And this morning, I am with you to share the word of God with you. Father, as we look into your word this morning, we thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that your word will never return unto you void without accomplishing what you have sent it for. Lord, we thank you for those who are watching through social media, that, Lord God, meet them at the point of their need. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, as we done this morning with your word, lives will be changed. Speak to us as individuals. Speak to us as a church. And we thank you, Father, ukuthi izwi lakho liyaphilisa. Izwi lakho linamandla. Sakheke Jehova ngezwi lakho namhlanje kuseni. Egameni elihle lika Jesu wase Nazaretha, wonke umuntu okholwayo makathi amen. We are reading Matthew chapter 16 this morning. And also we're going to read 1 Kings. But let's start with Matthew chapter 16. We are building upon what Bishop has started, the mantle of a healthy growing church. So I'm going just to recap, and then from there we will continue with our service this morning. Chelmakelwane lalela. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. It reads as follows. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Verse 18 say, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." May I repeat that? I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Utilau Jesu Christu, not other things will build the church, but I, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, I will build the church. Amen. All right. In one of the articles I was reading recently, I was reminded that Jesus Christ is not coming to rapture a sin, sick, stagnant, carnal, worldly, and demon-dominated church. Rather, Jesus is coming for a pure, holy, spotless, wrinkless, and a healthy church. I further understood that when you look into the church, we are talking about this church, it's not perfect, but it's healthy. Amen. The church that Jesus Christ is coming for, it's a healthy church. It's a lively church. That it's why funeka umosemkonzweni kuzwakale ubukhona buka Jehova ngaphakathi kwakho, ngoba you are a lovely church. As konzu Jehova file, si konzu Jehova philai. Siyandlula, siyandlula bazola. This church is a growing church. It's wholesome. Iphelele. Inalibutemba mudimu kamuhare. Hauna nto e shota nkoyon. Therefore, I also learned that health and growth are co-joined, intricately interwoven together. Do you still remember what the presiding bishop has taught us? He said, the key issue for churches in the 21st century will be churches' health that will lead to church growth. We need to be healthy for us to grow. Because if you're not healthy, you're not going to grow. He further said, because when a congregation is healthy, it therefore grows. God wants his church to grow. Tell your neighbor, God wants his church to grow. Not only to grow, but to the extent that the church is healthy, it is to that extent that it will grow naturally. Then I looked and said, what is church health? Church health speaks of a state of wellness. When we talk about a healthy church, it's a state of wellness. It's a state of well-being. It's a state of vitality of the church. It is a church that is spiritually, physically, internally, and externally wholesome and well. Bayaphila abantu ba kuleli bandla. Angithi bayaphila abantu ba kuleli bandla. Ngoba angeke ukukhonza uJehova ungaphili. Into ekuphilisayo ingaphakathi kwakho. What gives you life is in the inside of you. Nginakuthanda ukuthi angeke uphuze Coca-Cola bese ubhodla umqombothi. No, ayisebenzi kanjalo. Ubhodla lento idlileyo. Siyandlula. When we speak this morning of the church, we are speaking of the local church or the entire denomination. Remember, Bishop Musa, the presiding bishop, said, each church carries a mantle. Each church carries a mantle. This morning, I am standing on the mantle of this church. You are sitting in the mantle of this church. So in other words, if you are sitting in the mantle of this church, you are a prayerful somebody. Bishop, therefore, helped us to understand by defining a mantle. What is a mantle? We are just reminding ourselves. He said we are using the word mantle in a generic sense. A mantle in the Bible days was the item of clothing that was the distinctive Hebrew, that is an outer garment. When you talk about a mantle, you are talking about an outer garment, all right? That is made of two pieces of thick woolen material sewn together with slits rather than sleeves for the arms. It was a roomy, loose-fitting garment. Do you remember when he spoke about you just need a room? Hallelujah. So that you can be able to tell others and say, Kimon. He said, we learn also that a mantle also called a tunic or a cloak. When you read other Bibles, they say it's a cloak or it's a coat. The typical Hebrew slept on the floor with his mantle, used as a covering to keep himself or herself warm. So again, bebayenza show ukuthi le mantle yabafuthumaza. Not only that, we learn also when we talk about the mantle, this was especially true for travelers, for shepherds, and the poor people. Not only that, this mantle, in times of anguish, the Hebrews often tore their mantles. When you read in Job chapter 2 and Ezra chapter 2 verse 12 and Ezra chapter 9 verse 3, uma beba bazizwela ukuthi yazini bayasindwa bathwele, they will tore this mantle. All right, prophets, kings, and priests also wore a mantle, and in a spiritual sense, Bishop taught us last time ukuthi in the case of the prophets, the mantle symbolized the following: God's divine enabling in the person's life to fulfill God's calling. God's divine enabling in the person's life to fulfill God's calling. We note now how Elisha understood the significance of Elijah throwing a mantle upon him. Let's read together 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15, 16, 19, and 21. Basakhona bazalwane endlini. The Bible reads as follows. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15, 16, 19, and 21. The Bible reads as follows. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king of over Aram. 16. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimish, king of Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel Mehola, to succeed you as a prophet. Verse 19. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12 pair. Elijah was up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then, verse 20, left his oxen, ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? Verse 21. So Elisha led him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant. There are three things that God assigned Elijah to do as we read. The first one is to anoint Hazael as the king of Aram. As we study the Bible, we understand that God is going to use Aram as his external instrument to punish the children of Israel for their sin. That is why he needs to anoint this servant called Aram. Then secondly, he is assigned to anoint Jehu, a king of Israel. Jehu would destroy those who worship false gods. All right? Are we together? Thirdly, he is assigned Elijah to anoint Elisha, the prophet who would succeed him. Elisha's job was to work in Israel, the northern kingdom. Remember, Israel was divided into two when there was a division, and there was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. So, okay, Elisha, he's being anointed, and he was going to work and serve in the northern kingdom to help the children of Israel and point them back to God. Because at that time, in the southern kingdom, the king was Jehoshaphat, a king that was devoted to God. So God wants to balance the equation that if people are committed to me at the southern, they need also to be committed to me at the northern kingdom. It was also interesting to look at the names of the two prophets. Elijah means my God is Jehovah. Elisha means my God is salvation. Hallelujah. All right. We also learned that a mantle was therefore a combination of God's gifting, ability, divine enablement, favor, and the anointing for office. A mantle, it's not just an ordinary thing, but it's something that is sacred, something that is important. Amen. So by the grace of God, when the mantle is fall upon your life, you will have a room to move. Tell your neighbor to move. The room to grow and succeed in your calling. So a mantle is in J, but it will give you that room to move. It will give you that room to grow. It will give you that room to succeed, because the mantle, it's upon you. Amen. Not only that, all things that seek to restrict you cannot hold you down, because by the grace of God, you have a room to move. You have a room to move. But because of lamenting. The mantle also comes to individuals like Elisha. It comes to communities. And my prayer is that may God throw the mantle upon South Africa. It comes upon churches and it comes upon nations. This morning, we are going to look into, as we continue, churches also have mantle imparted to them by God. The bishop referred to us to the churches in the book of Revelations that each and every church carried its own mantle. That it's why we are not competing as churches. As churches, we have our own assignment. And as abazalwane, we don't compete with others. We have our own assignment. Amen. Amen. This is because churches each have a specific responsibility. Grace Bible Church has a specific responsibility in South Africa. By virtue of the unique mantle God placed on each one of them. Let us now focus on the mantle of a local church. Remember what we learned. That the mantle is God's divine enablement to fulfill God's calling. It is a combination of God's favor, gifting, ability, divine enablement, and the anointing to fulfill God's mandate. Bazalwane, the church is mandated to reach out to the lost. Amen. Amen. God, by His grace, put these mantles upon churches to fulfill their mandate. There are four things to note about the church's mantle. Let's remind ourselves. Number one, the church destiny is rooted in the relationship it has with Jesus Christ, the head of the church. If a church is not connected to the head, therefore, that church, it's a church. A church needs to be connected to the head because whatever it does, it must hear from the head. You cannot do nothing without being connected to the head. In John chapter 15, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. There's nothing that you can do without me. So again, it is important that the church's destiny be rooted in the relationship it has with Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. Amen. As the church has a true encounter with Jesus through prayer. Bazalwane, as the church, we need to be fervently in prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray. We stand tall on our knees. We need to pray. Whether things are good, whether things are not good, we must be a praying church. Not only that, we must be praying individuals. Don't wait for Sunday to pray. Don't wait for 5 o'clock to pray. We pray season in, we pray season out, because there is power in prayer. As the church has a true encounter with Jesus through prayer, through praise and worship. Bazalwane, not only we worship here at church, you must worship at home. Usthole yazini basibuza bomakhelwane kwenzenjani indumiso iqhubuke naye umntana sekhaya landa izinto zakho ngendumiso because endumisweni kulapho Jehovah uzomthola khona. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So as the church, we need to be praising, we need to be worshiping God. Somebody said amen. Amen. Number two, we are talking about four things to note about church's mantle. The supernatural empowering of the church happens when church is rooted in its relationship with the Holy Spirit. I remember back in the days we were taught by Benny Hinn. He wrote a book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. As a child of God and as the church, we cannot do anything without the aid and the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm standing here sharing the word. If it was not for the Holy Spirit, that we speak and preach the word of God. So the church's mantle, it needs to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit power that strong churches are built. Amen. Amen. Number three, the character of the church will ultimately determine the influence, the growth, the development, and the longevity of the church. Abanye mabaphelele moyeni, ngoba thina sihola umoya, we continue. Number four, each church has its unique destiny, unique personality, and dominant distinctive. Bazalwane, that is why it is important that we must not find ourselves saying some things ezingafunekali ukuzitsho ngelinye ibandla. Because the minute you say that, uzolahlekelwa ukukhona ngokungekho. Let's look at the distinctive. A dominant distinctive could be a hunger for the supernatural. An evangelizing church. A church planting church. Hashtag 1000 churches. A church flowing in the spirit. The spirit of prayer, as we said earlier on. A missionary church. We have Pastor Sam in Cape Town. That's mission. A church that ministers to the poor. I thank God for Mama Bishop, Mama Gegeson. She has a heart for people. I can write a book, Mom. A church that produces music. Oh, worship team, thank you. Thank you. God wants a church to be strong and healthy. Amen. Okay, now let's look on the principles of a healthy, growing church. Number one, a healthy church begins with passion for God. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Let's read. They devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. The Bible says, verse 42, all the believers, they devoted themselves to the apostle doctrines. There's a word there, Bazalwane. It says, all the believers devoted themselves. Please underline the word devoted. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and to the fellowship and to the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And the word devoted, it carries with it the connotation of passion. These Christians had passion for the things of God. Passion is the life source of our existence. Without passion, ministry becomes mechanical. Without passion, worship is a dead liturgy. Without passion, Bible teaching is a dead orthodoxy. The first church was hungry for God. I was reminded as I was preparing to minister this morning, when we were at Homemakers, on Saturday we had prayer in the morning. Are you aware we were running for prayer? But when you look the saints, we were running to go to church. And people were running. I mean, and we were running. People were hungry for God. My prayer is that God, may you bring that hunger. Because when you're hungry for God, God will be able to meet you and feed you. I was in Kunzwin. Forgive. First, Acts chapter 2, it continued to say to verse 1, then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day, that's Acts chapter 2, 41, 42, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continually steadfastly, in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking bread, in prayer. I like it in the New Living Translation. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Bazalwane, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. My prayer, Gutama home cells are full. They devoted themselves to the prayer. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching because it is where you are grounded, where you will be able to stand firm. Umuntu ongaqeqeshwanga uhamba ngento engekho. You need to come to a point where you are taught the word. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You need to know God. You need to know His word. You must be taught. Amen. All the believers devoted themselves. And then the Message translation say, they committed themselves to the teaching of the apostle. Their life together, their common meal and prayers. 1 Peter chapter 2, let's read. Verse 2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow in your salvation. Ebazalwane, there must be a time where we grow. You cannot be a Christian 2015 and remain the same like that today. Bishop left us with a quotation, Yaka Devon Horse, that goes as follows. A church that has passion is a church where discouraged folks cheer up. Dishonest folks fizz up. Sour folks sweeten up. Closed folk open up. Gossipers shut up. Conflicted folks make up. Sleeping folks wake up. Lukewarm folks fired up. Dry bones shake up. And pew potatoes stand up. But most of all, Christ the Savior of the entire world is lifted up. We are talking about the principles of a healthy, growing church. Number two, a healthy church will have passion to win the lost. A healthy church will have passion to win the lost. The power of invitation, the power to anakazo. Hear us alone. You know, it's so nice to tell a person, say, by the way, to anakazo, it's simple. Let's read the word before I can get carried on. Acts chapter 1. Verse 7, it says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father has put on his own, but you shall receive power. Somebody say power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witness. Say witness. Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. The key word in the book of Acts, the entire book, that key word is witness. When we talk about a witness is somebody who tells about what he or she has seen and heard. Kunabantu abalinde ukuzwa ukuthi yini lo izwile. King oyibonini. There are people who are waiting for you to hear what the Lord has done, not at the church, but in your life. So it is important that we go and tell them, Kimoni Jesu, Kiamutsiba Jesu, Yena Udira Tsedibutsi Fela. If it was not for the witness that we receive, if it was not for the people who shared the word of God to us, we wouldn't be here today. It was in 1983, bokudlala ibholo eOrlando Stadium, iPirates bezodlala neKaizer Chiefs, ngathathwa ngahlwithwa because my idol was soccer. A friend of mine at school said to me on Thursday, let's go to church. I said, no, mina ne church. This man was praying for me. Angase ngimlibali ace. He did that. And then, ngase ngithi ngizomdodja. At home, gebazalwane, you didn't leave the house without cleaning. Tinabanye, sakho. So ngisabhizi ngiyafray for above 5 because ngithengizomdodge. 5:30 a.m. knock at the door. Niketlo hopotsa ri akereke. Oh, Ace, okay, yeah, kalibal. Mar Ace, nay excuse, Ace akina ticket. And akina Bible. Ace avaruska war. Kiye tikiti. Wanginikeza New Testament. Kiye Bible. We are talking about witness. Bazalwane, ngati okay, fine, sharp. Arikisa ilo felelete. Magati tringa. You know the devil speaks to you. All right, I'm going. Yes, nizom torture lo agaz. Eh, umama. Te di wa kota gemdana mgenzele umtogo. You understand umtogo upele masnyan? Shainyani 6 o'clock, Ace was at the door. Bazalwane, I went to church. It was at Rema, 1983, on the 28th of August. The Lord found me. The Lord found me. That day, I won't forget the sermon. The preacher, it was Nicky van Westhuizen. He was preaching about idols. He says, you busy supporting this thing, but I go sin down. Engalboni Paul. I was alone before this altar call. I was here. I was so big. I said, "Nkulunkulu ngithethele." So again, I'm talking about there's somebody who's waiting for you to tell them about this God who can change an ordinary poor person to be what I am today. Bazalwane, I come from a poor family, but God, He's able to turn things around. And not only that, He can change your life. He can change your situation. He can change your circumstances. He can change your family. He can change everything that is connected to you. Somebody's waiting to hear what God has done for you. God changed my family from N20 Zempepo. God healed my mother. My mother died knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Witness. Witness. Somebody's waiting to hear what God has done for you. That's the power of witness. So yeah, Masiti, go and anakazo. Somebody's just waiting for your story. Just tell your story. Number 3. A healthy church will be united in its purpose. I like it in the Amplified. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. And day after day, they regularly assembled in the temple with united purpose. We are to be united in our purpose. Beloved, we are a tribe knitted together by common values. Jill McKellon, you belong to me, I belong to you. Whatever that we do in one heart, in one spirit. Amen, Bazalwane. One thing that I like Kaya, we don't compete, we complement one another. When you serve here, don't serve for accolades, don't serve for position. No, serve with your heart. Serve not people, but serve God. When you serve God and you humble yourself, the Lord will lift you up. When you do things, don't do things ugutibak pete on the shoulder. May Jesus, may God be the one who says, well done. But play your part. Let's not bring division unnecessarily. Watomunyumzalwane, a person who brings division, it's an empty person in the inside. When you talk about other people, because you don't have something in the inside. The easier thing is to talk about other people. Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 says, my joy, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love toward one another, knit together in the spirit, intent on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spread the gospel, the good news regarding salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Our purpose as a church is found in Jesus commissioning to his disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Number four, a healthy church will make the needs of people a priority. I was alone. Those who were here last week, as these young people were receiving their awards, Mama, I was moved. That God is able to touch ordinary people and turn their lives. The glow as you give them the awards, Molly. You don't know. I mean, one child was just walking, was sitting there, and we are born good. Akakho sho ukuthi kwenzakalani. And that's what we need to continue to do, Bazalwane. A healthy church will make the needs of the people a priority. Chuck Swindle notes that church, it's a reaching body. Akere Bazalwane. Akere. So sifumani, utwanetu sifitis, umufumani Jesu. Honale members of your family who have not received him. But not only that, you don't only share Jesus, but you also look at the situation and the circumstances of the family and say, Lord, how can I minister here? During lockdown, God gave us grace. And I had to write for 12 families. Then I said, Lord, lead me to the home where there is a need. When you go there, but mudimo arietsetsa mohau hore re fitlhe re hlakapetsane le tlhoko. And when you have done that, you don't pat yourself on the shoulder. You give God the glory. As we draw to a conclusion, let's look at a healthy church growth is enhanced by the following things. When each member does his or her part as a member of the body. Ebazalwane, ubalulekile. Tell your neighbor, you are important. No, tell them, you are important. Tell your neighbor that you are important. Let's add, you are important in this church. Therefore, tell your neighbor, do something. Do something. There's something that you can do to contribute to this healthy, growing church. Ephesians 4:16. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Bazalwane, we have a function to fulfill. At home, please read Romans chapter 12, verse 3-8. It carries with it that every member is important, as we were saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 22. Verse 12 says, a person's body is one thing, but it has many parts. Though there are many parts to a body, all those parts make only one body. Christ is like that also. Singumzimba ka Kristu. Abanye bethu singoqicana pinky, and ngifisa ukuba yipinky because uma yipinky awusikhukhumezi, but it is, you are important.
kunalabo sisi engifika la njalo ekuseni ningakafiki bazalwane usasekhaya they are here and cleaning the church. Kunabo bhuti nabo sisi who are standing outside taking good care of us as we come in. They are important. Colossians chapter 2 verse 19. And not holding fast to the head of the body, Jesus Christ, from whom the entire body supplied and knit together by its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that can come only from God. We draw strength directly through God's indwelling spirit, as we mentioned earlier on. There's nothing that we can do without the Spirit of God. Ekuqineni kwakho umoya oyingcwele uyakusiza. Ekuculeni kwakho umoya oyingcwele uyakusiza. The Holy Spirit helps you. Whatever that you do, as you connect those things, the system, the Holy Spirit helps you. That is why we need to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:16-20 says, I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit. With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. Bazalwane, kuningi uJehova that he wants to do in our church. And he can only do it when we work together, indirectly from one another. We need to support one another. Bazalwane, we need to support one another. I say we need to support one another. We need to pray for one another. Amen. We need to pray for one another. If there was no person who was praying for me, I wouldn't be here today. And we thank God for the Christians who prayed for us. Amen. We went through a storm, but the storm is over now. On the contrary, bazalwane, church growth is endangered when members do nothing. When members don't play their part. The church is handicapped by non-functioning members. Agotshela makhelwane, suka ukuba non-functional. The church can perform to its full potential when other members have to make up the difference. Ebazalwane, kunabazalwane abasikhandlayo who are working so hard. They need my assistant. They need your assistant. As we join in, we offload the load. We are told that the statistic says only 20% of believers are active members in the church. I believe at Grace Bible Church, we're going to change that. It's going to be said 80% of believers at Grace Bible Church are active. Hallelujah. Finally, a healthy church maintains the centrality of prayer and the word of God. Then they gladly, Acts chapter 2, 41, 42, they gladly receive his word, were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of the bread. It was John Buyani who once said, prayer is a shield to the soul, a sacrifice to God, and a scourge to the devil. There's a hymn, Erring, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on his or her knees. We stand tall on our knees. Life is fragile, bazalwane, these days. We need to handle it with prayer. Let's bow our heads. We thank you, Daddy, this morning for your word. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you, Father, that your word will never return unto you void. Lord, we want to see ourselves as a healthy church and a growing church. May we grow as individuals in the church. May we grow as the church locally. We pray that, Lord, this morning, as we go back home, we're going to do a stock taking and ask ourselves, what am I doing for God? What is it that I do for God? And also, Lord, we're going to look into ourselves and ask ourselves, if I'm doing something for God, what motive do I have? This morning, Father, there are those who are coming to church for the first time. They don't know you as Lord and Savior. Holy Ghost, I know that you're touching them. You've touched them throughout the entire service as we're ministering the word. We pray that, Lord, may your grace abound towards them. Thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Our heads are bowed. You are here this morning. You say, preacher, I've heard the word. I want God to forgive me. I want God to change my life. Please pray for me. Namhlanje kusenu la uthi mfundisi ngifuna ukuguqula impilo yami. Ngamkele uJesu Christ. He's here this morning to change your life. If he can change my life, he can also change your life. Just raise your hands. Let's pray with you. When you say, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I see your hand. Is there another person saying, Murut rapela lena ke tlhoka thapelo? Bless you. All those who have raised their hands, could you kindly stand on your feet? I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. Take your belongings. Come and join me here at the altar. Let's pray. All those who have raised their hands, please come and join with me.